The rest of the story. When Kathy was 10, her hero was a 16-year-old boy named Tom, her brother, Tom. Easter 1920 promised to be the happiest time of their young lives. Kathy and Tom spent Easter vacation in New York at the home of family friends. They got to see a play, a stage version of Mark Twain's Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. But the height of their holiday was the Saturday night before Easter Sunday, a birthday party for one of the young friends. Tom enjoyed himself especially. Strapping, energetic, handsome Tom. He led in the laughing and in the games. He ate ice cream and cake to the bursting point. And after the party was over, he was the last to bed. If, in fact, he ever went to bed that night. For this is the rest of the story. When Kathy awakened Easter morning, she went searching for Brother Tom and couldn't find him, not in his bedroom, not in the parlor, nor anywhere in the strange house. It was in the attic that she beheld a sight which would haunt her dreams forever after. A rope suspended from a rafter, a long, gruesome shadow on the floor. Kathy's cherished Brother Tom had hanged himself. Panic-stricken, this small girl climbed a stack of boxes, somehow managed to release the rope. She even clumsily attempted to revive Tom, though it was far too late for that. Running downstairs, Kathy called out for help. Nobody was home. So she dashed from the house, recalling that a doctor lived a few doors away. The doctor's housekeeper answered Kathy's frantic knocking. "Help me, please," the little girl said. "My brother is dead." But the housekeeper, surely not believing the child, replied that if her brother had died, there was nothing the doctor could do, and the woman slammed the door. Kathy ran further down the street until she found a policeman who found another doctor, who, after examining Tom, assured Kathy there was nothing that she could have done to rescue her brother. Apparently, the boy had died in the small hours of the morning. And then Kathy, through tears, related her suspicion. Tom was just too happy a fellow to have wanted to take his own life. But they had seen this play, a Connecticut Yankee, in which one of the characters had survived a hanging through a trick by flexing his neck muscles so strongly that his windpipe stayed open. Surely, said Kathy, her brother was only imitating the stage play trick which had so impressed them. And yet, even if Tom had not committed suicide on purpose, his passing left a slash in Kathy's life, which some believed beyond healing. The once joyful, confident little girl soon became nervous and moody and bitter, eventually utterly despondent, and her anguish lasted for many months. It subsided the following summer when the little girl discovered make-believe. For only by pretending that she was someone else could she tolerate a world without Tom. And thus was spawned a special enthusiasm for all kinds of play acting, for the movies, for the theater. And in the more than 70 years since then, the American stage and silver screen have worshipped at the living shrine of Kathy, Katharine Hepburn. But now you know, when you think of her, of a small girl who escaped into Never Never Land when there was no place else to go. For now you know the rest of the story.